Hello, everyone. I'm Angeline.
I'm Rebecca.
So, did you pay attention in history class, Rebecca?
Not really. 我得要承认啊，以前上历史课的时候没有很专心哎。
If you're like me, you might not know much about history. I think it's really interesting, but it's really hard for me to remember all those facts.
Oh, come on, I'm with you. 跟你一样的，历史科学的东西都还给老师了啦。
So today, we're going to talk about an important event in history. Let's take a look at our article.
今天呢，就要请同学们一起跟着老师。哦，不，今天我们也都是学生。我们一起来了解这段德国历史吧。
Celebrating the fall of the Berlin Wall, German Unity Day.
October 3rd is Germany's National Day. However, it's much more than that. On this day, Germans celebrate Unity Day. Germany was separated when World War II ended in 1945. In 1990, they became one country again.At the end of the war, the Allies occupied Germany. Eventually, it was broken into two countries. The USSR controlled East Germany. West Germany, on the other hand, was free. What's more, Berlin, the capital, became two cities. In the 1960s, the USSR built the Berlin Wall to keep East Germans from escaping into West Berlin.
Celebrate, 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 celebrated, celebrated. Daniel invited his friends over for dinner to celebrate his birthday. Daniel invited his friends over for dinner to celebrate his birthday. Country, country.Sharon wants to travel to different countries and experience their cultures. Sharon wants to travel to different countries and experience their cultures. Control, 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 controlled, controlled. The UK ruled and controlled Hong Kong.For more than 100 years. The UK ruled and controlled Hong Kong for more than 100 years. City, city. Traffic in the city is busier than in the small town. Traffic in the city is busier than in the small town.
So I think most countries have a national day. Mm-hmm. For example, Taiwan's national day is October 10th.
Mm-hmm.
Well, according to our article, October 3rd is Germany's national day.
哦，台湾的国庆日是十月十号，那德国的国庆日是十月三号。记得哦，日期呢的念法要注意哈，十月十号念成 October 10th， 而十月三号是 October 3rd.Third, 这样才对哦。
Mm-hmm. And then our article says, however, it's much more than that. On this day, Germans celebrate Unity Day. So to celebrate means to show that a day or an event is important by doing something special on it.
Celebrate 这个动词啊，它是庆祝的意思。我们可以说 yay, let's celebrate, 我们来庆祝吧。或者呢，在后面加上你想庆祝的事情，像是 Let's celebrate Christmas, Let's celebrate our anniversary,、mm-hmm. 我们来庆祝圣诞节，好庆祝周年纪念日等等。
Mm-hmm. Our example sentence for the word celebrate is Daniel invited his friends over for dinner to celebrate his birthday. Daniel invited his friends over for dinner to celebrate his birthday.
Daniel 邀请他朋友过来晚餐下庆祝他的生日。
Just like our birthdays、mm-hmm. that we celebrate every year, Germany celebrates Unity Day.
So it's like Germany's birthday.
Yeah. Let's learn more about Unity Day in the article. So the article says, Germany was separated when World War II ended in 1945. In 1990, they became one country again.
Okay.
We'll find out why Germany was divided into two countries. Mm-hmm. First, let's take a look at the word country. So a country is an area of land that has its own government laws.
Oh, country 这个字当名词，那它是国家的意思。也许同学们有学过 country 还有乡下啊，乡间，也就是 countryside 这个意思哦。没有错，它是个多义字哦，一个字很多意思，你可以从上下文去辨别 country 是要指哪一个意思呢？比如说 I spend the summer in the country with my grandparents。好，这句话意思是什么呢？我夏天在乡下跟爷爷奶奶一起度过的。Angeline, how about giving us another example using country as a different meaning?
Sure. Our example sentence is, Sharon wants to travel to different countries and experience their cultures. Sharon wants to travel to different countries and experience their cultures.
在这个句子里面的 country 啊，就是国家的意思哦。Sharon 想要到不同的国家旅行，去体验他们的文化。德国在1945年啊，二次大战结束的时候呢，被分开成两个国家，然后到1990年啊，又再合并成同一个国家。What happened between 1945 to 1990?
Good question. Our article says, at the end of the war, the Allies occupied Germany. So the Allies were made up of the United States, the Soviet Union, France, and Great Britain.
你还记得历史课本上提过的同盟国吗？ Ally 这个字 A-L-L-Y、啊、中文是同盟的意思，就是愿意提供你帮助，提供你资源的人。课文当中呢提到的是复数的、哦、还大写的专有名词 The Allies 则指同盟国这个阵营、啊、包括了美国、苏联、法国跟英国，他们就是在二次大战的时候呢、哎、对抗轴心国的。另外轴心国包括了谁呢？好，纳粹德国啊、意大利啊、日本，这个联盟叫轴心国。在二次大战结束的时候， The Allies 同盟国 occupied Germany。
So to occupy means to take control of a place，
也就是占领的意思哦。那么同盟国占领了德国之后呢？ What then？
Well, eventually it was broken into two countries。Eventually means sometime later or finally.
哦，你可能有学过 finally 这个字，对不对？ Eventually 跟它差不多，就是一个终究啊，到最后的一个副词。也就是说啊，经过很多的风风雨雨之后，德国最终呢是分裂成两个国家的。But why?
So, well, Germany was separated into two countries because there was a difference in opinion between the Western Allies and the USSR on how to govern Germany.
西方的同盟国、啊、就是刚刚提到的英美法等国、啊、跟苏联 USSR 对如何管理统治德国有很大的歧见，两边的想法太不一样了。 So they each took half of Germany?
Mm-hmm. The article says the USSR controlled East Germany. So to control means to have the power to make decisions about a country, an area, or how an organization is run.
刚提到 control 这个动词啊，它是控制的意思。我在公共场合看到失控的小孩，都很想跟他们的爸妈说Please control your children. 请控制好你的小孩。我们可以用在 Please control your dog. Don't let it pee in here. 好，请控制好你的狗狗，不要在我们里面这边乱尿尿哦。
Our example sentence for the word control is, the UK ruled and controlled Hong Kong for more than 100 years.
在香港回归大陆之前，英国 the UK， 其实 UK 呢指的就是 the United Kingdom， 他们控制了这个地方长达100多年呢。而我们刚提到同盟国其他国家跟苏联闹翻了，大家各控制了一半的德国，像是苏联呐、啊、就掌控了东德。
So the USSR, their only concern was exercising their power. The article says West Germany, on the other hand, was free.So, on the other hand, is a phrase we use to introduce different points of view, especially ideas that are opposites. On the other hand can be used in place of although.
我们常来描述啊，两个不同的观点，两件相对的事情的时候，会提到一方面来说啊，以及另外一方面来说。那英文呢，就是 on the one hand 以及 on the other hand。比如说 on the one hand, I like eating pizza. On the other hand, eating pizza makes me fat. 是不是很能够表达老师对披萨的爱恨情仇呢？一方面来说，我爱吃披萨，但另外一方面来说，哦，披萨都是什么？淀粉、cheese。培根让我变这么胖，真是可恶。刚文章中则提到呢，苏联掌控了东德是共产制度的，另外一方面来说，西德啊是民主是自由的。
So the Western Allies wanted Germany's economy to recover from the wars and for Germany to be self-sufficient, so they joined the three regions together and exercised democracy.
西方同盟国认为啊，要让德国在战后经济赶快恢复哦，而且能够自给自足，那应该是要让他们是民主的体制的。那东德跟西德就变成两个很不一样的国家了。
The article says, what's more, Berlin, the capital, became two cities. A city is a large and important town.
City 是城市嘛，就像 New York City 啊，或者 Taipei City 都是很有名的城市。
Our example sentence is, traffic in the city is busier than in the small town. Traffic in the city is busier than in the small town.
在城市里的交通比小城镇的交通要再更加繁忙。
A country can have many cities, but the capital is the city where the central government of a country or state operates.
所以这个 capital 就是首都的意思哦。念地理的时候不是常背每个国家的首都吗？像是 Tokyo is Japan's capital， 东京是日本的首都 ，Paris is France's capital， 巴黎啊是法国首都等等。德国当然有首都喽，就是 Berlin 柏林，只是东西的分裂之后，连首都都变成两个城市呢。
So our article says in the 1960s, the USSR.Built the Berlin Wall to keep East Germans from escaping into West Berlin. So many East Germans tried to escape or leave West Berlin in search for better opportunities. At that time, Western Germany was a lot wealthier than Eastern Germany.
当时西德跟东德比较起来，不止西德比较自由啊，经济方面呢也比较富有，所以很多东德人民想要逃到西德这边来。苏联为了不要让人民逃跑，建造了柏林围墙。That's the way they kept people from running away, building a wall. I can't believe it.
I know. So to keep from means to stop someone from doing something. A tall wall was built to stop East Germans from escaping.
我们刚刚谈到 keep someone from doing something， 就是阻止某个人让他不要做某件事情。苏联建造柏林围墙来阻止人民想要投奔更自由、更富有的地方。
We're going to talk about that in the next lesson. Stay tuned. I really can't imagine what it would be like if a country suddenly split into two or even several regions. Can you imagine if Taiwan was divided into two countries?
No, I can't. People are forced to separate from their family and friends. It's hard to imagine how sad it would be.
Unfortunately, there is a country, that I know that is still separated into two because of the war. That would be Korea. We know North Korea and South Korea. In South Korea, they have democracy, and in North Korea, they're...Communist country, right?
德国现在已经统一了，
yeah.
但韩国现在还是分成南韩跟北韩的，而且北韩啊，还是要同时跟那时候的东德一样哈，是共产制度，而南韩呢，跟当时的西德一样哈，是这个民主的、自由的，所以相较起来。南韩也是真的比较富有啊，除了人民比较自由之外呢，他们也比较富有。如果你想去韩国玩的话，我们当然都是去南韩啊去 shopping。我们看的韩剧也是南韩过来的，而北韩的人民啊，他们现在生活还是很辛苦哦。
Yeah, that's all the time we have for today. So we'll talk to you guys next time
about the Germans.
Right, yes. We still have more to talk about in the next episode.
See you next
time. Bye. I'm very pleased to present our English teacher.
I'm very pleased to present our English teacher.
Hello, it's me, Celine. 上次我们讲到要怎么开始介绍自己，现在我们要来讲讲，如果轮到你要介绍别人，你该怎么说才是礼貌又庄重的方式。我们可以怎么说呢？我们可以说 I'm very pleased to present our English teacher， 意思呢就是我很荣幸向您介绍我们的英文老师。如果你觉得这个中文听起来好正式啊，那你应该就明白这句英文就是要用在正式的场合。I'm pleased to do something， 意思就是做什么事情我感到很荣幸。例如呢，我可以说 I'm pleased to meet you， I'm pleased to meet you， 意思就是我很荣幸见到您。其实这个 pleased 你把它想成比较难一点的 happy 就对了。那你是不是觉得，哎，为什么 Celine 说是介绍，但是你却没有听到 introduce 这个字？哎，没错哦，因为这是一个在正式场合使用的句子，所以我们用一个更正式的字，也就是 present。Present 一般来说是呈现什么东西的意思，但在正式介绍别人的时候呢，我们就用 present 这个字就行了。使用这句话的时候，我们要注意人事实地适不适合哦。通常我们会用这句话来介绍地位比你高的人，或是你敬重的人等等。所以如果你拿这句话在朋友之间使用，你朋友可能会觉得，哎，你吃错药了吗？嘿，没错，就是这样子。所以呢，最后我们再来复习一次。I'm very pleased to present our English teacher。小聚会，我们下次见喽，拜拜。
I'm very pleased to present our English teacher.
I'm very pleased to present our English teacher.
Kit Kat.
Well 是一个字啦，
不是啦，是两个字啦，
一个字，
两个字，
一个字，
哦。
其实啊，一个字的 a while 和两个字的 a while 都有着一会儿、一段时间的意思。不过呢，它们的差别是在于它们的词性哦。首先，我们先来看看一个字的 a while， 它是当作副词来用，因此呢，它是要用来修饰前面的动词。像是路痴的我，上次迷路的时候 ，It took me a while to find where I was。我可是花了一会儿才知道我人在哪。那其实呢，简单来说 ，a while 这个副词呢，就是相等于 for a while。for a while 和 in a while 都是非常常见的片语哦。其中的 while 呢，都是当作名词来用。像是有一天啊，我在路上遇到我好久不见的朋友 ，I met an old friend the other day and we chatted for a while。另外呢，一般如果等人的时候呢，可能会听到 ，Could you please wait here for a while？ 意思就是，哎，你可以在这里等一下吗？或者是呢，如果有人找你，你可能需要对方再等你一会儿，你就可以说 ，I will be with you in a while。
What did we learn from Teacher Laura？
其实一个字的 a while 就是等于 for a while， 也就是一会儿、一段时间的意思。不过注意哦， a while 它是个副词哦，所以它是修饰动词，像是 I read a while then went to bed。 而刚刚我们提到的 for a while， 其中的 while 则是名词，而常见的片语还有 in a while， 表示一段时间，比方像是 Please wait here， she'll be back in a while。
Celebrating the fall of the Berlin WallGerman Unity Day.
October 3rd is Germany's National Day. However, it's much more than that. On this day, Germans celebrate Unity Day. Germany was separated when World War II ended in 1945. In 1990, they became one country again.At the end of the war, the Allies occupied Germany. Eventually, it was broken into two countries. The USSR controlled East Germany. West Germany, on the other hand, was free. What's more, Berlin, the capital, became two cities. In the 1960s, the USSR built the Berlin Wall to keep East Germans from escaping into West Berlin.
Celebrate, celebrate. celebrate, celebrated, celebrated. Daniel invited his friends over for dinner to celebrate his birthday. Daniel invited his friends over for dinner to celebrate his birthday. Country, country. Sharon wants to travel to different countries and experience their cultures. Sharon wants to travel to different countries and experience their cultures. Control, control. Control, controlled, controlled. The UK ruled and controlled Hong Kong for more than 100 years. The UK ruled and controlled Hong Kong for more than 100 years. City, city. Traffic in the city is busier than in the small town. Traffic in the city is busier than in the small town.